True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Yes, Friday has arrived. Told you the weekend would be here before you knew it, and it's here. Yeah, you know, it's September the 12th. I wish it was a little cooler than it is, but hey, it's the weekend, and that's good enough right now. Big games this weekend. I think the Saints really have a shot to beat the 49ers, and I think there's a lot of interest in this game. We'll be talking about that. LSU takes on SEC rival Florida. That's a big rivalry. And Duke is at Tulane this weekend, and Tulane is 2-0. All right now, reach over there and crank it up, because this is what you have been working for. All right, even though we have, you know, a few serious things to talk about, this has been a tough week in America. This has been a week, and we've kind of touched on this all week. This is much bigger than one shooting. And I wrote a blog about this that is posted on our website, wwl.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And you can go on Scoot on the Air Facebook and read it and comment. It's about freedom of speech. And freedom of speech cannot be silenced with a bullet. And it shouldn't be silenced by a bullet or any other means. And though I disagreed with Charlie Kirk fundamentally, this is not a time to talk about our disagreements. It's a time to mourn his death, because he should not have been killed. He shouldn't have been killed for expressing his opinions. And this is just not acceptable. But it happened. And so now the shooter is in custody. And with the tradition of this show, we don't mention the name of shooters. I don't want to mention their names, because quite often they are inspired, even if they know they're going to commit suicide, even if they know they're going to end up dead. Many of these shooters appear to be motivated by their writings, appear to be motivated by the idea that they are going to get notoriety. Their name is going to be known. Their name is going to be mentioned. And frankly, I think the national media should do what I do, and that is not mention the name of the shooters. So we will not satisfy him by mentioning his name, because quite often these shootings are an attempt at infamy. And we're simply not going to give that to him. I was watching the video yesterday of him walking to the edge of the roof and jumping off the roof and then running. And then there's cars, and then slowing down and stopping at one point because, I don't know, was that a police car? I'm not sure. But there were cars, and it's like nobody thought anything. He kind of hid the gun alongside his leg as he was walking and running, but I mean, the guy got away. He got away and apparently confessed to his dad and turned himself in. And, you know, that's got to be a proud dad. I'm being sarcastic here. But, I mean, if you're a dad and your son does something like that, I mean, how heartbreaking. I mean, we always try to make our parents proud of us. And I'm assuming that his father was just shocked by what his son just admitted to him. And so he's in custody. But apparently he's not cooperating with investigators. It seems pretty obvious what he did. There's a lot of evidence that, he did it. So we'll see how this this transpires over time. But you know, we're all more, I think, interested in, at this point, we're really interested in why. Why he took that step. Why he took that step beyond hating somebody to shooting and killing them. That's a big step. That's not a step everybody can take. A lot of people who hate based on political opinions are not going to make that step. But some people do. So we'll be talking about that this afternoon. So you've heard in the news that Cantrell's co-defendant Jeffrey Vapi has entered a not guilty plea. And that's understandable. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, apparently they really loved each other. And they were willing to break the rules and break the law and just do what they had to do to get together. As I have said, Officer Vapi and LaToya Cantrell had enough money personally, individually, and then both of them together. They had enough money to take as many secret vacations as they wanted to take. It's not that they had to have the city pay for it. It's not like they couldn't have afforded to do what they did on their own. They could afford it. They could afford to go anywhere in the world and have this secret getaway. But instead, they chose to try to rip off the citizens of New Orleans. And that's the problem. And in the whole scope of things, $70,000, as I have said, that's not a lot of money. But that's not the problem. The problem is what she did, what he did, allegedly. And it appears as if they used their power, driven by their egos, and they felt like they could get away with committing this act of ripping off the citizens of New Orleans. And we've got to find ways to shut down and criticize and condemn and punish politicians that do this. And our governor, Jeff Landry, did the same damn thing. And he got off easy. A $900 fine for taking a private trip on a private jet when he was doing state business. You know, this is how these people influence these politicians. You know, nobody with a private jet, I mean, maybe there are a few exceptions, but for the most part, somebody with a private jet and they give it to the governor to take this private vacation or make this private trip on this jet, they're going to want something in return. Because that's going to cost a lot of jet fuel. That's going to cost a lot in terms of just operating that jet. They want something in return. And that's why all this stuff stinks. That's why it's also so bad. All right. I think this is great news. Amtrak is adding capacity to the Gulf Coast train on Saints game days. Now, I have heard that there are people in Mississippi who are like from Jackson and really all along Mississippi, like the I-55 corridor. They take the train. They take Amtrak into Saints games. And so now if you're along the Gulf Coast between New Orleans and Mobile, you can take the train in for a Saints game. And I mean, the train station is several blocks from the Caesar Superdome. It's an easy walk. Hell, when I park at the station, I think I walk farther. When I park at the station and go to the dome, I think I walk farther than those who arrive in the train at the train station and walk to the dome. All right. There's a lot of conversation going on just about the media and maybe the role the media played in ramping up the hate. You know, I mentioned this yesterday, and it's worth repeating, and we'll talk a little bit about this. The news media, again, it's basically entertainment because they want to get your attention. It's about audience size. It's about revenue. It's not about giving you the information you really need. It's about giving you the information that you want. It's about you getting the information that is going to attract your attention, or they're giving you that information. That's what it's about. It's not about content. It's about content, but it's not about important content, crucial content. It's not about the most important things. It's about getting your attention. And what happens with these debate type shows where there are discussions about different issues and topics, what happens is that the networks, the shows, the producers, they find guests who are outrageous. They find guests who are just explosive with their opinions, or maybe they're fringe with their opinions. It's all about sparking compelling debate. It's about sparking conflict, because that's what we watch. And it doesn't always get reduced to a shouting match, but when there's a shouting match, man, that is ratings gold. So whose fault is it? Is it the network's fault for putting that on the air, or is it our fault for watching it? Well, in part, it's our fault for watching it. We, the audience, dictate what's on television. And as much as you might want to criticize the media, it's also your fault, because you, in different ways, you tell them what you want on TV by watching. And so in their quest for ratings and revenue, they're going to put on what they think is going to get your attention. But Comcast, NBC, and MSNBC officials got together and admitted some fault in covering Charlie Kirk. But before that, they should also admit some fault in ramping up the rhetoric, framing the rhetoric so that it is very specifically hate-generated. But then again, if they don't do that, are you going to watch? So, believe it or not, a lot of what we don't like in the media is because of what we want. And what we want is not necessarily what is best in terms of messages that are sent out. So, you know, we'll get into this this afternoon as well. But I really think this is a time to hate to use this cliche, but it's a time to come together. It's a time to, no matter how much you disagree with somebody on the radio or on TV or wherever, no matter how much you disagree with somebody in your family, it really is time to just step back and go, wait a minute. Do I really hate this person? I mean, those of you who are like critical of me, I mean, you don't know enough about me to even hate me. You know, I'm a person just like you. You know, I love my son. I love my grandkids. I love my life. I have a great life. I love to enjoy things in my life just like you. I've got problems. I have bills to pay. I've got things to do. I've got issues in my life that I have to deal with just like you. But we transcend from this this idea that if you disagree with me, I hate you. And sometimes the hate goes too far. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're getting a lot of calls, and we're going to get to all of your calls. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you two as well. Thank you for that that commentary there. I think that's just right. You know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Now it's just simply the wrong time. It is not the time for us to go over Charlie Kirk's record of what he said and what he believed in. We're traumatized as a country. You and I are both shocked and deeply, deeply saddened by what's happened here. And as tempting as it might be for people who have been in the business of sort of disagreeing with Charlie Kirk, as tempting as it might be to say, well, XYZ, he did this, he did that, we're bigger than that. We're better than that. We understand that's not what the moment is calling for. What I think is a better use of our time right now is to push back on the idea that political violence in this country is only coming from the left, and that the only solution is more political violence, because that is the message that's coming from the White House today. That is the message that is coming from a not insignificant number of Republicans in Congress. That is the message coming from conservative commentators all over cable TV and social media. Thank God for Spencer Cox, who's a centrist, no-nonsense, get-it-done Republican who's been in Utah politics for a long time. Thank God that he's the governor of that state right now. because he is meeting the moment. He got out on TV this morning and he says, do we escalate or do we find an off-ramp? That's a choice, and every single one of us gets to make that choice. Now, the voices that are calling for escalation, that are calling for war, that are calling for more violence, those are the voices that we should all be turning away from right now if we truly love our country. And if you disagree with that, if what you think America needs right now is more hate, more lies, more violence, then you've drawn a very bright line between yourself and the rest of us. And I think you will come to regret that.
And that was very, very well put, Ian. You know, the other thing to just consider is that there may be a time when we talk about the disagreement many of us have with Charlie Kirk. But none of that matters, because no matter what he said, he shouldn't have been shot and killed.
100%.
He had a right to say every one of the things that I disagree with him on. And that's why we're not talking about those specifics. He had every right to express those views. And this guy, and I remind you again, this shooter, whose name remains unmentioned on this show, that shooter does not represent the left. And one of Trump's half-scoop kids said something to the effect of, the bullets are only coming from the left. What an insightful thing for that son of a to say. That's the problem. And the other problem is the temptation to embrace violence. And you may not want to admit it, but you like the violence if it represents your side. You like the tough talk. You like the rough rhetoric. You like it because they're standing up for you. And they're standing up for your side. And they're not compromising. And it is the left that is doing this. What about the people who were shot in Minnesota? They were Democrats. That happened a couple of months ago. You forgot about that? So it is just absolutely unacceptable on every single level to accept this ridiculous rhetoric that the bullets are only coming from the left. And we shouldn't even be trying to keep score. We should just realize that it shouldn't get to this point. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We've got calls and we've got a lot of text to get to this afternoon. So if you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And I'll tell you what, we're also going to talk about the Saints and LSU and Tulane. I think this is a big weekend where they all win. And yes, I think the Saints beat a beaten-up 49ers team. And I think Spencer Rattler looks even better this week than he did last week. We'll see what happens. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on Free For All Friday.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, and no matter what we talk about and no matter what news is embedded in our lives, man, let's just take advantage to enjoy that it's a beautiful day. It's a Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. There's a lot of stuff like football that brings us together, and let's focus on that, too. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Free for all Friday. Let's get right to some of your calls. Let's go to Steve, who's in Mississippi. Steve, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
I just want to talk a little bit about the Charlie Kirk thing.
Okay.
I'm someone who, you know, disagrees with everything he says and everything like that. I listen to a lot of punk rock and ska music, and there's a song by a group called the English Beat, and it's called "If Killing Worked, It Would Have Worked by Now."
Wow.
And I'm sorry, I don't understand why we haven't gotten past this. For how many millenniums have we been killing each other, and nothing changes that way? When are we ever going to learn?
Well, you're right. You're right. And I love that song. We're going to actually look that up. Is it by English Beat?
Yes.
What was the title? If Killing Worked, then why?
It would have worked by now.
It would have worked by now. Yeah, that's profound. And
yeah.
I appreciate that you get emotional talking about this, but, you know, killing is just not the answer. And here you are in Mississippi, and I'm sure there are people around you who disagree with you because they agree with Charlie Kirk. But you recognize that you can disagree with Charlie Kirk, but that's no reason for him to be shot and killed. There's no reason for his freedom of speech to be stopped with a bullet.
And not to get too political or anything like that, but, you know, we had four ex-presidents, both Republicans and Democrats, come out and say that it's unacceptable and we should get past it. And we have one current president who comes out and says, we got to blame the radical left and they're out to get us. And no, we're not. Nobody's out to get anybody. And we need to start hearing that from everybody.
Well, we do, and it doesn't help when the president and his sons and people like that ramp up the rhetoric and want to blame it on the left when obviously there was a right-winger who was responsible for shooting Democrats in Minnesota just back in June. So it doesn't even make logical sense for anybody to buy into the argument that the bullets are coming from the left. Steve, I appreciate the call, and I also appreciate your passion. Let's go to Irvin in Hammond. Irvin, you're on WWL.
Another week without hurricanes.
Boy, isn't that great news? I mean, that's great news. I think that one thing that's stirring up in the Atlantic looks like it's going to just spin off into the mid-Atlantic and not even touch the United States. So, yeah, that's something to really be thankful for, because we are just coming off the peak of hurricane season, and this is when there's usually a lot of activity, but there's not. So we are blessed right now.
Yeah, I'm knocking on wood as I say this. I'm not trying to discount the shooting of Mr. Kirk. It's a mirror of our society. My issue right now is the media attention Mr. Trump is using again to misdirect attention. I'm going to run five quotes from our president. I voted for this guy. Five quotes from the president that he needs to redirect his attention to, because this is why he was elected. I will end inflation on the first day. I will end the Ukraine war. I will settle the Hamas-Israel issue. TikTok will become a U.S. entity or leave the United States. I will make sure all of the Epstein files are made public. Any Republican leadership listening, please redirect this president to the main issues he was elected for. I'll give it to you.
Irvin, look, I think those are important things. I think it is important to redirect this president away from the money shot. The money shot right now is blaming the left if you're on the right. That's the money shot. That's the angle that gets people riled up. And when the media riles people up, they are in the process of creating very loyal followers. But instead of just thinking about the money or the popularity or riling a segment up, because the segment that the president is riling up is not this whole country. It's a smaller segment than this whole country. It's a segment too small to elect anybody to office. So it's sad, and we need to reject those words. And we need to reject the idea that this is something that's coming from the left. This guy doesn't represent the left. And you know, there are a lot of people left of center who are very moderate. There are right-wing radicals, and there are left-wing radicals. There are fringe people on both sides. We've got to stop listening to the fringe. We've got to stop allowing the fringe to have credibility. James is on the North Shore. Hey, James.
Thanks for having me on today, Scoot. You know, look, I texted Ian a minute ago, and this hurts us all. This is like being a football team who loses a big game. Because we've been doing a lot of work, putting a lot of work to push back against hate. And when something like this happens, it hurts us all, and it makes you kind of feel deflated. Like, man, you know, it gets you down. But we got to keep pushing because, I mean, I was back. I have friends on both sides of this issue, big time. You know, I grew up back in the 80s. I had friends who were being recruited by Tim Metzger and his son who came in through this area trying to get people to be, you know, with the Nazi skins back then. And I still have friends on both sides. Since the other day, I've been reaching out to them, and they know me. They know where my heart is. And they know I push back on hate. And it's not that they're for hate. They're not for hate. They think woke, you know, they're not for woke. They don't like all that. I'm not saying they're for hate, but there's a difference there, right? And it's just like when this happens, it deflates you a little bit. But I don't want to feel deflated. I let them know I'll still do my post. It's not the, I don't know, Scoot, man. It hurts us, man. We're all hurt right now, man.
It does hurt us. And this is much bigger than you know, a shot fired. I mean, this is a shot heard around the country. This is a shot that really does represent a lot of things in this country. James, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, Ian's got some text messages for you coming up. This week, we talked about President Trump wanting to use the Education Department, a department that he wants to totally get rid of, to reinstate prayer in public schools. I think this is a mistake. I don't think it's necessary. It invites Satan. It invites Muslim prayers and Hindu prayers and all kinds of stuff into the classroom, and I just don't think it's necessary. Every student has the right to pray to themselves in school. It doesn't have to be a school-led prayer. I just think this is something that was decided a long time ago by the Supreme Court, and it should be respected, and there should be a separation of church and state, and we should not be a theocracy. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWE.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is Toby Keith, and on this day in 2006, Toby Keith made his first appearance on the Stephen Colbert Talk Show. Stephen Colbert and Toby Keith do not agree politically. They are political opposites. They don't agree politically at all. But they became good friends. And in 2015, Stephen Colbert was the one who introduced Toby Keith into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. This is an example of what should happen. Why can't we disagree and not hate each other? And I know right-wing radio is just full of this rhetoric about just, you know, being tough and not compromising. And I know it sounds kind of wimp to say, well, you know, why can't we get along? Why can't we disagree and not hate each other? I realize that that is not necessarily the most, you know, popular in terms of how it sounds, course, but it's the right course. It's the right course in America. And the fact that Toby Keith and Stephen Colbert totally disagreed politically, became friends, that's an awesome thing. I disagree with Steve Scalise. But when the congressman was on my show recently and he came into the studio and there was video of this, we totally embraced each other. I don't agree with him, but I don't hate him. And I respect him and I believe that he respects me. If he didn't respect me, he wouldn't have come on the show. So this is what we need to be. There needs to be more pride in not hating. And there should be less attractiveness about hating each other. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages. Okay, we'll go back to Ian with a couple of texts then. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Stu, babe. How you doing?
I'm good, Ron.
Yeah, you remember me. What's that there, Stu?
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Ron?
Dude, I'm doing good. Hey, man, let me tell you this for you. Screw everything you say, man. I agree with everything you say, because you speak words of wisdom. If nothing is ugly and anybody can understand it, then they're the one with the problem. And, Screw, let me tell you this, too, man. What's going on now? By the way, because I'm living from New Orleans, man. You know, I went up to Memphis after Katrina. I come down every now and then. I'm trucking right now. But look at Screw. Listen to this. This is what's wrong with America, in my opinion. First of all, we got a sitting president. And they're not saying a negative about it. It's the truth, Scoop. Just listen to this. He's supposed to be a leader. He's sitting on the TV on ABC this morning, Scoop. And he wants to say, now, the guy, you're innocent because you found guilty. I mean, guilty. Oh, wait, what is it? I'll say it wrong, Scoop. You're innocent until found guilty. He sits on ABC this morning, and he tells America he hope he gets the death penalty. What president would say that? You see, part of the problem, because I want to finish it. It won't take about 2 minutes to get him out of here. A lot of the problem is Donald Trump. Since he's been president, dude, the percentage of hate that went up, God knows how much percentage. Everybody becomes says no, they won't say it. Half of them scared of him. And then number two, dude, social media. You see, when this stuff goes on social media, Scoop, everybody get a pick of it. Everybody. You see, they can get rid of social media. I would deal with just getting rid of social media. Get rid of it. Keep the internet. That's the problem. Some nut sitting down and say, oh, he got a gun. I'm going to go shoot somebody. So he did it. Then you got copycat. This one went up by going over, what, 300-400%. This is social. They even get rid of Facebook, X, all of that mess, dude. Just keep the internet, which can do your business on it, take your bills on it, and get off that mess.
Well, Ron, that is a problem, too. Ron, listen, drive safely out there, and I appreciate your call. Do you know how they say sex sells? You know what else sells? Hate. Hate sells. Hate sells. Being bombastic in the media sells. Being sensible on the media doesn't sell. It doesn't sell. It should, but it doesn't sell. Why doesn't it sell? Well, because the audience isn't as excited about compromise. The audience isn't as excited about logic and being sensible and sensitive. The audience doesn't respond to that as much as it responds to hate. And that's a problem. Let's go to an LSU fanatic in Marrero. Hello, LSU fanatic.
Hey, Scoot. I want to say a couple things about you know, everything that's going on. I'm a Trump supporter. I want to start off by saying that. I don't hate anybody. You know, I got to be nice because my wife is in the room here. but what I'm going to say is this. You know, we keep referring to each other as the left and the right. I mean, that's division in and of itself. Let's start there. You know, and I know that you talked about the president, you know, these president, power presidents saying we need unity. And, you know, and President Trump comes out and say, oh, well, the left is, you know, are trying to kill us. Well, I have to say this. I mean, they have. I mean, they have tried to assassinate him twice, and now they got Charlie Kirk. And, I mean, I would take that pretty personally myself, you know. But we do, as this nation, we really do need to, you know, have discourse. And if you don't like what I have to say, and I don't like what you have to say, then we just need to walk away. You know, pull ourselves out the game. Kind of go decompress for a little while.
Yeah.
Let's just get, you know, let's get back to, you know, who we are as people.
Well, that's what we have forgotten.
We have to be Americans.
We have forgotten that we are Americans first, and I appreciate that thought. All right, if you're on hold, more calls and some of your texts are coming up. Let's play a little bit of this song that a caller just a few minutes ago brought up. The song is from English Beat. It's titled, If Killing Worked, It Would Have Worked By Now. Is that the title?
It's just, If Killing Worked.
All right, If Killing Worked. And the message is, if killing worked, well, it would have worked by now. But it hasn't worked by now. So let's listen to a little bit of the lyrics here. If killing worked, well, it doesn't work, and we shouldn't celebrate it. Great message. Great message. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. Free for All Friday on WWL. He was a true legend. On this day in 2003, Johnny Cash passed away, 71 years old. What a life he led. I love that movie, I Walk the Line, starring Reese Witherspoon and Joaquin Phoenix. God, he did an incredible job. I think he did all the singing there, too. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. More of your calls. We'll get to some of your text messages and some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page all coming up next. We're also going to be talking about the Saints, LSU, and Tulane. It is Free for All Friday. Hope you're enjoying this rather warm September afternoon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.